Track 12. One of East Anglia's most vivid events, the Pink Ladies Tract Road Run, is racing towards a fundraising target of £1 million. Writer Kate Royal has decided to take part for the first time.
The sight of tractors bustling along the county's roads is not unusual. But once a year, a caterpillar of vividly decorated pink tractors winds its way through our villages. The Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run first geared up in 2004 after organiser Annie Chapman set her sights on what she calls a slightly crazy ambition to raise £1 million. Since then, a staggering total of £896,000 has been raised, with every penny donated to Cancer Research's UK Breast Cancer Appeal. Last year's run broke the team's fundraising record for a single year, an impressive £84,000. So they've set their sights for 2023 on raising the £104,000 needed to smash through to the £1 million mark. Many years ago, I interviewed Annie. I had an hour assigned, and 4 hours later I left, inspired by the force of the woman I'd met and enthused about her event. I could have talked with her for days. Her fundraising efforts have seen her receive a British Empire Medal, and earlier this year she was shortlisted for a Pride of Britain Award. Fast forward a few years and I'd moved to a village only a few miles away from Annie. I made contact and offered to help writing news stories about the run to raise its profile. Since then, Annie has tried her best to persuade me to take part, and I'm sure countless other women have been approached. Each year, around 110 women from across the country do the run. Many have driven a tractor before, but most will have been touched by breast cancer in some way. Some have taken part since the very start, and every year a flurry of new participants have joined the convoy and take to the roads. Next year, for the very first time, that will include me. Annie is very persuasive. It's not only the women taking part that make the event happen. It's also down to the people who lend their tractors, the landowners, the many marshals, the collecting crew and countless others who pull together in an extraordinary team effort. Once I decided to take part, the idea of sourcing a tractor seemed monumental. But this is East Anglia, and thanks to a superb local farmer, I now have a tractor in my sights. I'll need some training, though. The route, which winds its way through North Suffolk and South Norfolk, is 20 miles long. It takes in rural roads and farm tracks, and there's even a section called the Brockdish Splash. Knowing rural East Anglia, even in July, there will be plenty of mud, water and other motorists to contend with. I'll come clean. This won't come as an entire shock to me. I live on a farm and I can drive a modern tractor, but it's been some years since I've driven without power steering and certainly in a vehicle without a roof. As the events get closer, I can imagine so will my checklist. I need to meet my tractor and get familiar with it, learn to drive it, start fundraising, and then will come the enormous task of sourcing pink decorations for myself and the tractor. As a spectator for many years, I've witnessed the crowd-lined routes. I've met the ladies, their friends and families at the picnic lunch, which punctuates the route. I've heard their inspiring and heartbreaking stories. I've seen people along the route dressed head to toe in pink, cheering, clapping and crying in support in towns, villages, lay-bys and gardens. I've seen houses and businesses bedecked in pink bunting, banners and flags. I've witnessed it all firsthand, but being part of the run and driving through the waves of support will be something else entirely. The run does so much more than raise vital funds. It creates a support network for so many. It brings light and laughter to people at times when there may be little. It raises awareness and, just maybe, it makes women check their breasts for anything out of the ordinary. It certainly made me check mine. I remember one year cycling home from the run to write about it, and as I sat at my computer, I checked my breasts and found a lump. It was terrifying. Thankfully, that turned out to be a fatty cyst. So I will be taking part in the run, thinking about the strength of the hundreds of women who have joined in over the years, and my treasured Auntie Betty, who died of breast cancer. But I will be doing it with a smile on my face, hoping not to hold up the convoy or stall the tractor. Join me as I prepare for this amazing journey and lift the bonnet on how the event comes together. To donate, visit fundraise.cancerresearchuk.org/unite/pink-ladies-tractor-road-run-2023. The 2023 Ladies Tractor Road Run takes place on the 2nd of July. It's a Sunday. For more information, visit ladiestractorroadrun.co.uk.